Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keiser here with you on this Tuesday morning. Talking all things NFL, and to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend John McClain from HoustonTexans.com. John also joins Chase and Big Joe every Wednesday morning at 9:30. John, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Robbie and Joe. How are y'all?
We are really great. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. John, let's start with the Texans. How has Stephon Diggs fit into this point? What have you heard and seen about just the way that he's fitting in and the weapons that C.J. Stroud has at his disposal on offense this year? How electric do you think that offense can be?
Well, first of all, let me start with Diggs. There have been two instances in which people not here, not at practice, or not at the game have roasted him for, they say, doing the same things he did in Buffalo. One of them was on the sideline, in which he hadn't been in the game, and Stroud came over, and he was talking to Stroud about what he'd seen, and he does this all the time in practice, like helps, almost like helps coach him. It's not about him individually. And Stroud and Diggs have become really close. They've worked out all over the world. At one point, they were in Paris, showed him working out at a high school. And Diggs has been really good. And when he went to Minnesota and Buffalo, he was great. There were no issues. And then the issues, of course, when he wanted the ball and he didn't feel like he was getting it enough. And another one was a fight in which Diggs reached in to pull a guy out, and it got out. Diggs doing the same thing he did in Buffalo. He might, but he hasn't been so far. And they've got really explosive receivers if they can keep them healthy. Their offense, Joe Mixon been out a long time. He's the starting running back. Damian Pierce is number two. The only new starting job they have that was in question going into camp was left guard, and that's been solidified by a former first-round pick, Kenyon Green. And all the questions are on defense because Texans played that last-play schedule last season, took advantage of it. You know, the AFC South played the NFC South, worst division in football. Their crossover game was Arizona here. Now they're playing a first-place schedule, five division champions, crossover games at Dallas, 11 games against teams that had winning records, a murderer's row of quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson, Tua Tagovailoa, the division quarterbacks. Plus, they're going to get Caleb Williams and probably Drake May later in the season. I think they play at Minnesota too early for us to see the Texans against J.J. McCarthy. But the only one they won't play against is Daniels at Washington. And so they've got their hands full on defense. They signed 15 unrestricted free agents on defense. They used five of their nine draft choices on defense. They re-signed five of their defensive free agents because they know this defense has got to be a whole lot better.
So, John, I'm hoping you can put into context this Hassan Reddick situation because I can't remember anything exactly like this. What, as you look at that, how do you assess it? Who do you blame?
In 2019, Bill O'Brien, the former Texans head coach and GM, traded 2 ones and a 2 for left tackle Laremy Tunsil. And they got some other peripheral pieces. None of them were any good. And Laramie's been really good, but his contract, he needed a new contract. And they didn't have it done ahead of time, and they had to make him the highest paid offensive lineman in NFL history. And so, but they got it done because they knew coming in he was going to cost a lot of money. Now, Hassan Reddick's not trying to be the highest paid. We haven't seen any numbers that have leaked out. I haven't. But in that situation, you run the risk of a guy holding out. His fines, he's been fined almost $2 million. You know, when you're on your rookie contract, the fines can be forgiven. When you are on a second or more contract, they cannot. So he's going to have that money coming out of his pay when he eventually agrees to get a deal done. I'm guessing right before regular season, they'll sweeten the pot. He'll come in. Remember, they don't start getting paid the big game checks till the week before the season. That's why you see a lot of these deals done. But it definitely is strange, and I'm sure the Cowboys, Giants, and Commanders are loving it because they don't want him to go up against him because he's been one of the top five pass rushers since 2020.
John, how do you see the CeeDee Lamb situation playing out in Dallas? He's not been in camp. Jerry Jones saying last week that there's really no urgency to get it done. Also, you know, they've got the Micah Parsons and Dak Prescott situation to figure out too. But what do you make of what's going on with the Cowboys and CeeDee Lamb?
Well, Parsons will be next year, and I think they'll get Lamb done. The Cowboys always have problems with their big contracts. They wait and they wait and they wait. It's like that old Fram Oilfield commercial, you can pay me now or you can pay me later. And it would always have been cheaper for them to do it sooner. They admitted they made a mistake with Dak Prescott coming off his rookie contract when they waited too long. So they'll get the Lamb deal done. I expect it'll be when the big game checks start in 2 weeks. And then some point they'll get Prescott done. Jerry Jones is 81 years old. He doesn't want to start over with another quarterback. Trey Lance isn't the answer. Cooper Rush isn't the answer. So he's going to pay Dak Prescott more money than any player in NFL history, when if he'd done it before, it would have been cheaper because the price of doing business goes up. And since he can't be franchised, he's got Jerry by the footballs, and he's squeezing hard.
Well, let's stick with the theme. Brandon Ayuk and the Niners, John. I just feel like the Niners have to win it all this year. They have to win it all this year. I don't see, unless you've got a situation and maybe they feel like they could get Amari Cooper back from Cleveland and plug him in or something, why this makes any sense where they are as a franchise.
I think one thing, since they've traded for Christian McCaffrey, they have run the ball a higher percentage of the time than any team in the league. The running game is really, really important in Kyle Shanahan's offense. So therefore, you know, they took care of Deebo Samuel. They've got these tight end. They've got the running back, and the quarterback is coming up. I think they want to get one more year out of Ayuk, and then they trade him. And then Pearsall from Florida, their number one pick this year, he would step in. Or I would be more inclined to keep Ayuk over Deebo Samuels, because Deebo's got a lot of mileage on him because he runs and he catches so much. But I'm guessing they're looking at it, and I don't know how they get this done. They found a way to get everybody else paid. And after this season, they're going to have to pay Purdy. And I'm feeling like Ayuk wants so much money, they will sweeten the pot, do something to give him, to pacify him, because guys don't want to miss time. He's accumulating fines by being out. They'll do something to make him happy for this year, and then he'll be gone. They can't afford to give up a guy like Brandon Ayuk when you got to win the Super Bowl.
John, how do you view the AFC South this season? We know the Texans are going to be the favorite, and deservedly so, but you've got question marks in Anthony Richardson and Will Levis and Indy and here in Nashville. Trevor Lawrence signs the big deal in Jacksonville. How do you view this division heading into the year?
I think every team in the league that was in last place last year, the head coaches are using the Texans as an example of what can happen. This time last year, I picked them to win 6 games. They started 0-2. I thought, oh, my God, why didn't I pick them to win 3 again? And then all of a sudden, it just took off, and part of it was the schedule. And it was interesting because they had a first-year head coach, first-year coordinator, play caller, first-year quarterback coach, and, of course, rookie quarterback. And it just all came together. And that last-place schedule helps. It should help the Titans as well. And I'll guarantee you, behind the scenes, they're talking about what happened with the Texans, and it can happen to us too. And the key, of course, is Levis. I think Rand Cawthorn, with all the money he had to spend, he spent it wisely. When I look at their offense now compared to 2 years ago, man, what a difference that it's made. It's got to start up front. And, of course, they have one of the best offensive line coaches in the history in Bill Callahan, who is great for advice for his son. And you know his son's going to be asking for it because he's a first-time head coach. He's a first-time play caller. So Can they go worse to first? I saw on the internet yesterday the 33rd team, and they have former NFL people working for them. The team's most likely to go from worst to first. Of course, Cincinnati's going to be number one because Joe Burrow is the healthiest. And they had, I believe, the Titans number two. I thought they might have the Bears higher, and they had them like seventh, and I agree. It's a lot of pressure to put on a rookie quarterback. At this time last year, C.J. Stroud hadn't even been named the starter. We knew he would start, and we were broadcasting and writing it, but D'Amico Ryans wouldn't admit it till way before the season started, where they have anointed him as the star since before he was drafted, and that is a lot of pressure. Put on a quarterback who's going to play on windy days. He's going to play on snowy days. One of the reasons they've never had a quarterback throw for 30 touchdowns in Chicago is where the stadium's located. It's so windy. Cleveland's only had one 4,000-yard passer in their history because of where the stadium's located. Both of them are on great lakes. Even when it's warm, the wind blows, and that's why they got to run the ball. And so I think Cincinnati won, and why not the Titans trying to close that gap? This time last year, everybody was picking the Jaguars, including me. I bet $100 on my talk show in Houston to one of the hosts. He said, the Jaguars are the field. I said, the Jaguars. I'll take that in a minute. I paid up because I never saw that happening. That's one of the things that makes the NFL so interesting is because of that, because of the development of young quarterbacks like Will Levis. Brian Callahan's got to see what he can do. If he doesn't think he can be the franchise quarterback, then he's got to tell Rand, okay, we got to do something to get a franchise quarterback, and it's going to be difficult. So hopefully Levis, who has everything you want in a quarterback, will be able to take advantage of the situation. I hope DeAndre Hopkins gets back sooner rather than later because he's one of my all-time favorite players. And you'd love to see Burks develop. And for everybody that's down on Burks, this time last year, we said, well, Nico Collins, he flashes in camp and in practice, but, man, he's hurt too much, and he just hadn't done anything. This season's make or break. And then they get a quarterback in there, can throw the ball, and all of a sudden he was fantastic, got a new contract. And I'm not saying that'll happen to Burks. I'm just saying it could happen.
Okay, I got a similar one for you, John. No wager, though. Let's take this rookie class of quarterbacks – becoming the best of them, Caleb Williams or the field?
Ooh, that's a great one because I hear all these NFL experts on NFL Network and ESPN and Fox and all of them going on and on about Caleb Williams. Like if Caleb Williams had come out last year, he would have been the first overall pick. But so many number one picks don't pan out. And where he plays is going to be difficult. I'm going to say the field.
I like it.
Interesting.
John, really appreciate your time this morning. We'll be listening tomorrow on Chase and Big Joe, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for being with us.
Roddy and Joe, my pleasure. Thank you guys very much. Anytime.
Absolutely. Thanks, John McClain, our guest on Robbie and Rex Road from HoustonTexans.com. The legendary John McClain. We'll take your thoughts on what John had to say on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. What do you make of what's going on with the Cowboys and C.D. Lamb?
Well, Parsons will be next year, and I think they'll get Lamb done. The Cowboys always have problems with their big contracts. They wait, and they wait, and they wait. It's like that old Fram Oilfield commercial, you can pay me now, or you can pay me later. And it would always have been cheaper for them to do it sooner. They admitted they made a mistake with Dak Prescott coming off his rookie contract when they waited too long. So they'll get the Lamb deal done. I expect it'll be when the big game checks start in 2 weeks. And then some point they'll get Prescott done. Jerry Jones is 81 years old. He doesn't want to start over with another quarterback. Trey Lance isn't the answer. Cooper Rush isn't the answer. So he's going to pay Dak Prescott more money than any player in NFL history, when if he'd done it before, it would have been cheaper because the price of doing business goes up. And since he can't be franchised, he's got Jerry by the footballs and he's squeezing hard.
That was John McClain with us in the last segment. illustrating in a way that only he can. Lovely stuff from John McClain.
Sounds painful.
It does. Tune in to 94.9 The Fan today as the Sounds take on Durham. Pregame at 5:20, first pitch at 5:35. Coverage also available on the 94.9 The Fan app and at 94.9thefan.com. Sounds baseball presented by Twin Peaks, Family Leisure, Five Points Roofing, Caudill Vet Clinic, and Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Now, Joe, before we fully react to what John McClain had to say, we got to get to this Will Levis commercial.
Oh, my goodness. So legend.
The Will Levis commercial from Hellman's Mayonnaise is making the rounds on the internet right now. And for those who haven't seen it, it's basically just a 40-second ad advertising, I guess, his own cologne. It's Parfum de Mayonnaise, Daily Supply Limited, if you're interested. But Will Levis kind of just wandering around here at the Titans facility in this commercial, at times shirtless, at times eating mayonnaise on a sandwich, at times eating mayonnaise from the jar. Very good acting skills going on from Will Levis here. It's pretty incredible. This is one of the I don't even know the right word to describe this commercial, but it's awesome.
It's
Will Levis is leaning in to the mayonnaise.
It is fantastic. The finger dip into the mayonnaise.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Actually, he just straight up brings the Hellman's jar to his mouth at one point. Then he's sitting there eating a piece of bread slathered in mayonnaise, and it's a perfumed mayonnaise. I'm still trying to figure out, is this actually a product they're marketing?
I mean, there's
like
a bottle.
Is Hellman's actually
Will Levis number
marketing?
Eight.
And I mean, yeah, but the commercial is amazing. I dare anyone to do anything but laugh and tip the cap on this. I dare you.
Oh, somebody's gonna be mad.
I mean, you have to be someone completely devoid of sense of humor or a
brain.
Why
is he not in the film room?
Yeah, right. Yeah, there you go.
Making these commercials, don't even know if he's a quarterback yet.
That's
what he's doing in the film room.
Well, there you go. You just hit the point right there. You know, Will Levis might get a quarter of a bill here in not too long. Also, he might like be resigned to being a backup QB in the NFL by like November.
Yeah.
Okay. Make your money. Lean in on this stuff. Brilliant, man. I love the – I mean, it's great idea on their part, and good for him, man. Have fun. Have fun with it. I love it.
We need more athletes around here with our local professional sports teams to have some personality to them. And I am 100% okay with QB1 having some personality to him. Now, I get it. Like, if he sucks this year, this will eventually come back up and be like, look at this idiot out here making mayonnaise commercials instead of practicing football. Maybe he could throw it to the right team if he wasn't making these commercials.
And why don't you try some Dukes, loser?
Yeah, I get all that.
I will say, I wish you would have gone Dukes. But, hey, it's fine. Hellman's is fine.
Yeah, it's fine. But I'm all for it. If you see the commercial, it's pretty hilarious.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
No, it is absolutely fantastic. Who's the let's take 2-6 guy out of the equation. Who among all the folks here would be most likely who speaks into a microphone would be most likely to have an issue with this commercial?
I don't know. If you're taking 2-6 out of it.
Yeah, I know. That's sort of he's not. I really hope he, you know, has a semblance of a sense of humor. You know who my pick is?
Who's that?
Big Joe. I can see Big Joe be like, hey, get in there and hit the weights, kid. What are we doing here? I dare you, Big Joe.
Maybe so.
I hope not.
This, again, brings up another great situation. Can you imagine the hype man that Jameis Winston could have been for Will Levis in this mayonnaise commercial? I always go back to Jameis. Titans blew a huge opportunity.
Jameis could have, like, you know, maybe, like, had gotten into it with like a mustard mayonnaise, you know, which is the best condiment or something like that. There's so many possibilities.
Mark from Ashland City says, yes, it's real, and yes, I ordered it, and has sent us the receipt of the Will Levis number 8 Parfum de Mayonnaise.
Oh, man.
On the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
You know, I haven't worn cologne in a long time. I'm going back to like Dracar Noir in the 90s. I might have to check out the Parfum de Mayonnaise.
Yeah.
What's the cost, Marty?
He has $8.
$8? I mean, that's worth a flyer, right?
Yeah.
What would a Parfum de Mayonnaise smell
I don't
like?
Know.
I love mayonnaise. Now, some people hate mayonnaise. Andy Staples calls it the devil's pomade. I'm a big mayonnaise guy, you know?
It's good.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'm going plain slab of bread. and smearing it.
No, I'm not doing that.
It ain't that good.
I'm not doing that.
But on a burger, sure. Yeah. Knock yourself out.
You know, that it's underrated on a burger.
Yeah.
Yeah. On a sandwich, I mean, I make – there's a lot of mayonnaise-based things I make. I mean, I make broccoli salad, a lot of mayonnaise in that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Eating it by itself, it's a little much. Putting in mayonnaise – or putting in coffee, would not do that. But this is great. I mean, it's good for them for recognizing the marketing possibility.
Yes.
And good for him for being like, hell yes. Pay me for this, and let's have some fun.
Or hell man's.
Dylan says Big Joe will hate it, LOL. This is a referendum on Big Joe.
615-737-1025, our phone number. More of your reaction to Will Levis's mayonnaise commercial. We'll also get some thoughts on what John McClain had to say on all things NFL. That's coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.
Levis, who has everything you want in a quarterback, will be able to take advantage of the situation. I hope DeAndre Hopkins gets back sooner rather than later because he's one of my all-time favorite players. And you'd love to see Burks develop. And for everybody that's down on Burks, this time last year we said, well, Nico Collins, he flashes in camp and in practice, but, man, he's hurt too much and he just hadn't done anything. This season's make or break. And then they get a quarterback in there, could throw the ball, and all of a sudden he was fantastic, got a new contract. And I'm not saying that'll happen to Burks. I'm just saying it could happen.
That's John McClain with us earlier this hour. If you missed it, check it out. Robbie and Rex Road, wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, thegamenashville.com. Appreciate John McClain for being with us earlier this hour. Lots of reaction to the Will Levis commercial that's out there from Hellman's Mayonnaise. A lot of people apparently have already ordered this thing. It's sold out, according to the text line, and they're restocking tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So, marketing plan going very well for Hellman's Mayonnaise to this point.
Yeah. This, I want to get to this real fast before I get to that, because just to tie up loose ends, apparently NFL players will be in the flag football in the Olympics. So, my goodness, watch out, world. That's going to be gross.
Sure, that'll be competitive.
And also, baseball and softball coming back. And also, Dennis interviewed Cameron Crowe, and I'm jealous. But the, I mean, I'm just so, I just, can you not be so freaking predictable, Stilly? Can you not be so predictable, so predictably stupid?
It happened immediately.
He quote tweeted cringe.
Cringe over the Will Levis commercial.
Do you not have a shred of a sense of humor? Is this going to turn into, oh, Will Levis, you better get in the film room? Is that what this is going to become?
I think it might. I think it may start it too.
I mean, you're like, it's like Pavlov's dogs. Like, oh, here, go over there and sniff that butt. Yeah, he's going to do it every time.
Clip that one up.
God.
Shane, there was the first response to Stilly's tweet is from Shane Scott on Twitter. Him agreeing to do this without winning anything yet does not give me confidence in his awareness rating, referring to Levis.
Well, I now have no confidence in you ever speaking or writing anything again that any other human listens to or reads. Please stop. Get off the internet. I'm going to defend this commercial, this amazing, glorious commercial, to the death.
Somebody says, shh, stop talking about the Mayo cologne. It's sold out already, and I'm trying to get some tomorrow.
That's more the spirit.
Yeah.
That's the spirit. My God. Can we have some fun in life?
I look forward to Will Levis addressing this later this week, and I also look forward to the takes coming in that this means that he's going to be a terrible quarterback because he's not focused on doing his job.
I look forward to the gold jacket that I am now convinced he will wear one day.
I can already envision the touchdown celebration, like when they score and he just – you remember when T.O. – was it T.? No, it was somebody in New Orleans. I can't remember who it was. Who ran under the they hit the cell phone under the
Joe Horn.
It's Joe Horn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe Horn running under the goalpost, hit the cell phone, pulled it out. I need Levis to hide some cologne under the cell phone or under the field goal post. Score a touchdown, run over there, pull that bad boy out, just start squirting it.
Or what about, as a texter who mentioned O to BLT, what about like a sandwich slather it on? And
a lot of opportunities here.
Oh, hell yes. Hell absolutely. Hail yes, man. Not yes. Hail yes, man.
That's right.
Shout out to Coach Mack.
Thank you. What did you make of – I thought the comparison that McClain gave with Nico Collins and the year he had last year in Burks was interesting. Now, again, he did not say that Burks was about to have a Nico Collins-esque season from a year ago, but it is worth thinking about that similar conversations on the two heading into their third years.
Yeah, I had not thought of that comparison. Nico Collins is a good example of a guy who definitely had underwhelmed, had been banged up, was very talented, very good player at Michigan, and then last year he kind of has his breakthrough, and the quarterback play definitely part of that. And, you know, for this year, Levis, I mean, the thing is, you know, I mean, Burks has been playing with Ryan Tannehill, who I know probably some of the same people who think that, like, you know, that Levis shouldn't do commercials or something think Tannehill sucked, but he didn't, you know. So I don't look at, like Collins had a bad QB situation, all due respect to
my
to your guy, Inspector Gadget, and
I mean, think about Burks, the marketing opportunities.
That's not part of the – yeah, oh, my – yeah, seriously. Can there some way we can get a Levis Davis Mills commercial together? Yeah. I don't know what it would be.
Or a zoo down there? Somebody could advertise?
Eating lettuce off the trees and then put a little mayonnaise on it? I mean, we got possibilities. But, yeah, that's not part of the – the only thing I would – I don't – the comparison doesn't really work in terms of, like, that's not really Burke's story. It's not a QB situation. And he just hasn't been healthy. He hasn't been making plays. He hasn't been targeted when he's been out there. He hasn't earned the trust, but – I think a lot of people around the league who really, you know, like McClain is one of those national NFL guys who pays attention to everything. Like, I trust him and his analysis on any team he talks about. Same way I do with Charles, you know. But I do think a lot of people around the league are looking at Burks as a breakout possibility, and maybe it can happen. I'm not ruling it out. I think this week is a pretty big week for Burks, actually.
Caleb and Gallatin says the Titans need a Thanksgiving game so Levis can slap some mayo over a turkey leg on live television. I got another text that says the Levis commercial giving big Derek Zoolander vibes. All right, then.
Hey, that's also an underrated
what
movie.
A film.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a turducken with some mayo.
Yeah.
lots of possibilities.
Jacob from Murfreesboro, what would Burks need to do this season for it to be considered a success? Is it 40-plus catches, 600 yards? I really have no clue based on the other guys he'll competing for targets with. What do you make of that question?
So here's the thing. If Hopkins, Ridley, and Boyd all play 17 games, I can't imagine big numbers for Treylon Burks.
No.
I mean, it's just like he's the fourth guy. And he's the fourth guy if he's going to beat out NWI in certain situations. And I'm not convinced on that. So I think that question is hard to answer. Now, I don't think they'll all play 17 games. So if you presume that when everybody's healthy, he gets 12 to 15 snaps in a game, and then if you presume that there's going to be some more opportunity in other games because somebody will get banged up, then maybe that number is in the range. You know, it's like when he plays, is he getting open, getting targeted, making plays? You know, I mean, does he break tackles?
Yeah.
Does he go up and win 50-50 situations? Like, we just all these things that we saw from him in college that just haven't materialized for whatever reason in the NFL.
Well, I'll tell you, step one, is he available?
Yep.
That's the thing. Like, that's step one to me to determining success for Burks this year. Is I'm not saying he's got to be available for all 17, but it needs to be like 15 or 16. Like, he needs to be available to play this year. That's step number one.
For sure. And we've talked about it. He needs to fall better. I know. Yeah. He needs to learn how to fall. He just keeps, you know, getting up gingerly after, you know, because he's got a bit – look, like, they've talked about it. I mean, he has gotten in really good shape. He's big and strong. He's kind of transformed his body, but it falls hard. So, he's got to be available when he gets opportunities. But how many plays have we seen Treylon Burks make in 2 years that you can remember? I remember a couple he made in the win at Green Bay.
Green Bay. I remember the one play he made last year was the 70-yarder against the Chargers.
The big
remember
one against
that?
The Chargers.
He
huge
had a long,
play.
I think it was like a 55-yard play against Jacksonville at home 2 years ago. That's about it. Those are about the three that I remember right there.
And then when he got hurt in Philly, he hold on?
He did hold on.
He held on the end zone and took the shot to
he
the
got
head.
Smoked. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, look, and then those are all good plays.
Burks was the sideline in Pittsburgh last year. We got hurt again because
right.
It was scary.
Right. So, And those are all good plays. But, yeah, it's just – it's so hard to know what the opportunity is going to be, first of all. I mean, I think the first, like you said, availability, and then also when there are opportunities, who's getting them? Yep. Is Traylon getting them, or is NWI getting them? It's – I don't know. And I know some people would be upset to see NWI get them, but right. I get why he would.
And I'm sure – let's say even if NWI, I think it's probably going to be situational. Like what situation are they in? Because, I mean, we would all agree Burks is more of a downfield threat than NWI is. So there are going to be times, even if all if everybody's healthy, where Burks has some plays called for him, can you take advantage of those opportunities and go up and make a play? Like it's clearly, if everybody's healthy, it's not just going to be handed to you on a silver platter this year. There have been expectations the last 2 years where they needed him to be a big factor in the offense. And this year, if everybody's healthy, they don't necessarily need that. So can you manufacture that if you're him? Because now it's on you. Like the next step of your career, whether it's the new contract, your future with this team, your future with another team, a lot of it depends on you and what you how you're able to step up and take advantage of that this year.
Yeah. And one thing I do sense is that with that physicality, I do feel like this staff looks at him as a guy who here and there you sneak him a little end around, sneak him a little jet sweep, something like that, you know, which I think is a good idea.
Yeah.
Again, he should be a guy who breaks tackles and is tough to bring down. And we've been talking about Deebo Samuel, not comparing him, but like same sort of idea if he was what everyone thought he was coming out of Arkansas. Just haven't really seen it play out, but he's got the body for it.
Yep. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. We'll take more of your thoughts on the Titans and Traylon Burks. Also get to an incoming story from Joe Rexroad in The Athletic coming up next as well. Robbie and Rexroad, 1025-1063 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rexroad, 1025-1063 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexroad, Nick Keyser here with you on this Tuesday morning. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Indy racing fans, the Big Machine Indy Show Car will be on display this Friday at Soar Adventure Tower in Franklin. Come check it out from 6 to 8 p.m. And while you're there, register to win tickets to the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix as well. Again, that coming up this Friday at Soar Adventure Tower in Franklin. 615-737-1025. The thoughts still rolling in on the Will Levis commercial. I'm sure this is going to be something that's a big talking point all week.
I hope so, and I hope it's not a dumb talking point.
Well,
let's enjoy it. Can we all enjoy it together as a society? Can we agree on anything as a society?
I don't know.
Like, if you don't think that's great, I fear for you. I fear for you, okay? Look at the little shush. Shh. You're running into the smoke.
Just
if you haven't seen this yet,
go check it out.
Absolutely brilliant.
And I would love to know tomorrow how many of you are going to order this cologne. That would be good to know.
We've
already had several texts in that have.
I know. Well, someone said still, he said cringe, and then quietly ordering a case for himself.
Well, so, maybe.
Hope so.
Maybe so.
He's got to play up to the reputation, huh?
Cringe. I guess so. Joe, tell us about a story that's incoming at theathletic.com.
Yeah, actually, I meant to tell you that's it's not a story incoming at theathletic.com.
Well, what in the world?
But there is a story coming.
Yep. Yet another shameless plug from Joe Rexroad.
I mean, I'll probably tweet about it. There's a story coming in general about Tennessee. I have to be very careful here.
Okay.
I have to be very careful.
All right.
But this is my question. This is my question for Vols fans, okay? I'm not saying whatever's happening. I'm asking a question. I think there's been a lot of talk about Neyland Stadium. A lot of these stadiums, they all have, you know, they have naming sponsors. Some of them are just straight up Kentucky is like Kroger Blue Light Special Field.
Yes.
You know, if this were to come to pass at some point, who knows, in whatever day, month, week, year it may happen, who would Tennessee fans want to be that sponsor? Who would your first blush, who are you picking?
Dollywood.
Hellman's? Oh, Dollywood.
Dolly Parton.
That would be a great troll to do, Hellman's. You know,
it would be.
What would Levis do, right? Dollywood's a great call.
Hi, I'm Will Levis, spokesman for Tennessee Athletics. Have you ever had Hellman's mayonnaise?
Finally,
awesome.
finally stop slapping Vols fans in the face.
Yes.
In a way.
Yes.
So, yeah, Dollywood is a great call. Nick, you have any thoughts?
Give me a second. I'm trying to think of something local there, maybe.
Well, so the one that came to mind, and I understand that it's not original to Tennessee, but like Buc-ee's would be pretty sweet.
It would be pretty sweet.
I mean, they've got a Buc-ee's that's like in Crossville now. It's like on
and
your
they
way.
Got one in Sevierville too. I mean, there's a couple
there's a
right
Sevierville
in there.
One too.
The one that's in Sevierville is actually bigger too.
It is.
Yeah.
Is that
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every Buc-ee's I've been into has been the exact same format.
That reminds me when the first time you saw the name Sevierville, you called it Sevierville, and it was amazing.
Yes. Well, I know, but I had to drive through Lebanon that day, and I, you know,
a massive underwater tunnel.
Yeah.
So, okay, Dollywood is a great idea. That's
I'm here. Here for it.
That's a I mean, anything to do. In fact, my license plate, I got the Dolly Parton reading program on my license plate. Yep, I see Buc-ee's. There you go. On the text line. Yeah. Jack Daniels, I mean, that does make sense, right?
It does.
It does make sense. It may not be giving out exactly the message you want, you know, whereas there's a little more wholesomeness with Dollywood, you know. The Lee Company.
Yeah. I mean, there's several different options. One of those pancake houses in East Tennessee. They make some cash.
Gary. I mean, here we go. This is where worlds collide, right? I mean, why didn't we think about this? French's Mustard Field. In comes Levis. By the way, how many things do you like both mayonnaise and mustard on?
Very few.
Have you ever done it with a burger, though?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, it's fine.
Ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise on a burger, especially if it's a bacon burger.
Yeah.
Try it. Check it out.
Okay.
Also, the olive loaf I make, of course, is very much heavy in the mayonnaise.
I mean, you could lean into
green olive salad.
If you wanted to continue the theme of just going directly in opposition to the state of Kentucky, you could just go like Publix or something. Just lean into the grocery battle. Food City. There's a lot of food cities up there in Knoxville.
For sure. For anybody who is from the Midwest, I've said, you know, Michigan or Michigan State, they should go Meijer Thrifty Acres Stadium.
Yeah.
So if you know Meijer Thrifty Acres, my goodness, what a glorious place that is.
Farm Bureau is a submission on the text line.
Okay.
Could go.
Nick from Franklin claims that the Levis cologne is already sold out. Holy crap.
It
these
is.
People are geniuses.
It is sold out. They're going to have to – they're restocking tomorrow, apparently.
Oh, did you say that already?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So they're like – they. This is actually going to become like every
– Yeah.
Like, I mean, everyone's going to have this cologne.
Yeah.
This is so brilliant. I love – I might actually switch from Duke's. I'm a Duke's guy. I might switch to Hellman's. I might go to Hellman's because of this whole thing. This is like marketing at work, and I think it actually might work on me. I might go to Hellman's, and I might start wearing cologne.
Hey, maybe so.
I can't wait for Levis's presser this week.
It's going to be awesome. I hope he spends significant time talking about it.
What kind of football work did you sacrifice doing this commercial?
Andrew says, Buc-ee's is everything wrong with America. What a disgustingly perfect example of capitalism gone wrong. Mindless cows being herded through buying trash they don't need.
Who hurt you, Andrew?
Yeah, what are we doing?
My goodness. I mean, look, I think it's a little overrated, if we're being honest. Like the brisket, a little fatty.
Yeah.
You know, tacos,
it's the experience.
But
it's like going to Disney
World. Yeah, it's fun. They get you out fast. I've never had to wait ever to buy something. Also, I think that those candied pecans and almonds are pretty good, man. There's some good stuff in there. Yeah, you don't need to buy like the Buc-ee's foam finger when you go, or like a poster.
My one-year-old may or may not have a Buc-ee's swimsuit.
So that's outstanding.
Just throwing that out there.
That is outstanding.
Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Ethan. Ethan, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I think it's a little odd that Stillman called Levis cringe for that commercial. You know what else is cringe? Yesterday on Stillman's show, he referred to Bill Callahan's offensive line equipment as a mistress's dungeon. I would say that's more cringe.
Yeah, okay, then. Can you help me with the context of that? What?
I have no idea. He was just talking about how awesome Coach Bill Callahan's equipment was that he used to train the offensive lineman, and he said it's like a mistress's dungeon.
Interesting. A lot of interesting stuff coming out of Stilly's mouth lately.
All right. I don't know. I mean, he's talking thongs.
Yeah.
What is he okay?
I don't know.
Man, I just love that the like Nick wrote up there, Ethan-Stilly-Weird.
He wants to
That's
talk about topic.
Stilly. Stilly-Weird.
Weird. I'm talking about you.
Load.
What the hell?
Oh, this show God. Has come yep. careening to a halt.
Great time to here. Stop the program.
615-737-1025. Joe is abandoning us tomorrow. Paul Kuharski will be in on the program tomorrow. So
get excited.
Forward to that.
It'll we'll be a lot older and probably less mayo on the
I'm
show.
Excited.
We'll have the, I know I'm you sure are. You are. We'll have Titans-Seahawks joint practices beginning this week as well.
We
so
will.
Looking forward to that. Titans getting a little bit of a later start to help accommodate the Seahawks coming in. So that's very nice of Brian Callen.
Yeah, they're on Pacific time. I like it.
There you go. 615-737-1025. We'll have you covered all day. Chasing Big Joe coming up next. 1025-1063, the game.